You miss your dancing a lot, don't you? Isabel shrugged.
I do, but I'd rather have a healthy knee. Otherwise, how could I keep up with my 4 awesomely best chicas?
Charlotte understood. Sometimes she missed traveling, but right now, she wouldn't trade the friendship she had made for anything. She just knew the BSG would be friends forever.
Okay, your cartoon is in. My feature is finished,
as well as the rest of the 7th grade page. We can both relax and enjoy the shopping experience. I called my dad, and he said he'd meet us at the store, too. I hope he remembers. He's been acting like one of the original absent-minded professors lately. I've been wondering if he has a new project going on. He always acts a little spacey when he's starting a new book, Charlotte said, a hint of nervousness creeping into her voice. Isabel looked up at her friend. Did a new book mean a new place for Charlotte? She hoped not. The Beacon Street girls without Charlotte just wouldn't be right. They had had that scare already when Mr. Ramsey considered moving to England for work.
I can't buy that much today, Isabel admitted. But Candace's boots are a perfect fit. Let's look at the list again.
Charlotte had folded it in her purse. She pulled it out, smoothed the creases, and began to read out loud.
Hiking boots, highly recommended. Too easy to turn an ankle wearing sneakers, especially if it's muddy.
It will rain if I go, Isabel sighed. I'm a rain magnet.
Since my specialty is disasters of all kinds, Charlotte laughed. I'll have to get boots so I can cross sprained ankle off my list of things that might happen while we're there.
2 pairs of jeans or cargo pants, not new.
Why can't they be new? Isabel wondered.
Blisters.
And new jeans can feel like wearing sandpaper when you're hiking or when you get wet. Trust me, this is the voice of experience speaking. Besides, they'll get wrecked.
You know so much about travel, Charlotte, noted Isabel.
Maybe we should write a book together when we grow up, and I could do all the illustrations. We could go around the world. We'd be a great team.
That would be my dream job, Charlotte exclaimed. We should totally do that right after college. My friend Annabel in Australia has an older sister who backpacked around the world for a whole year after she graduated from the University of Sydney. We could stay in hostels and...
Backpacks? Isabel questioned.
How about a suitcase with rollers and cheap hotels?
Well, it depends on how famous our books get. Charlotte grinned, picked up her supply list, and continued to read. 2 pairs of jeans or cargo pants, not new. 2 t-shirts. 2 sweatshirts, jacket or a warm coat, rain slicker, 1 hat or baseball cap, 1 or 2 pairs of shorts, 6 pairs of socks and underclothes.
Why 6 socks and underwear? Isabel said, for 4 days.
I don't know about you, but do you know how many times I can fall out of a canoe without even trying? Charlotte asked. Isabel hoped she was exaggerating. 2 bandanas, tennis shoes, and water shoes for night or canoe, pajamas and personal items for overnight, sunscreen, bug repellent. That's a given, Charlotte made a face. If we're near a lake, the mosquitoes can be as big as hummingbirds.
I thought mosquitoes were gone by now.
You never know, said Charlotte. They can be devious little creatures, and I'm not taking any chances. She picked up a medium-sized bottle of Bug Off. Notebook, new journal, a spiral notebook is fine, several pens. Nice to have, binoculars, identification books to record birds, trees, flowers, animals, and area. Extras, cameras, paperback book.